I'm so sorry to fade down Angel Olsen, but I have a guest in studio and we need to get to it. How you doing? My name's Jasper. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. We have part two of our radio takeover series this week, leading up to the music department fundraiser on Saturday at the Red Gate. Yesterday I had ponytails in, and today I have Kylie V. Kylie, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for coming all the way up to CITR yet again this year.
I'm stoked to be here.
You're no stranger around here. You're a regular on the charts. You've been number one, which is huge.
That was wild. That was crazy.
That was maybe in August or July.
It was August, I think.
Cool. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We have so much to talk about. You brought an excellent playlist of music that I'm very excited about. For everyone listening, like I said, we have a show on Saturday at Redgate. Kylie V's opening it up, and then Sleepy Gonzalez is playing, and then Ponytails is playing. And everyone's coming to the station to visit and bring their musical selections with them. Kylie brought some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to start with today, Kylie.
We're going to start with the song Rock and Sing by Big Thief. Like, tied for my favorite band,
yeah.
Definitely. Their new record that just came out, Two Hands, is absolutely phenomenal. I saw them a couple weeks ago. I'm just a really huge Big Thief fan.
Yeah, I haven't spent time with this record yet, other than what we saw of it at the show the other day. But yeah, Big Thief is, I think, in the last 2 years of my life, probably one of my top three of the last 2 years.
That's solid. That's a solid choice.
what's the other band in your top two?
Peach Pit.
Oh, sure, yeah. Also have new music out.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah. Thrilled. I didn't put it on the playlist because, you know, like, radio regulations, bad word. But
that's right. Yeah. They don't. There's a bad word in it.
One bad word.
Yeah. So what about this song in particular? You picked Rock and Sing.
Yeah. So it's the starting track on their new album, Two Hands. When I first heard it, I was just absolutely captivated. Just the concept of, like, getting so, like, invested in a song that you just kind of start rocking back and forth as you write it and as you play it, as you sing it, and it's just like something that kind of has to get out. That's one of my favorite feelings, and listening to that being put into words, into an actual song so eloquently, is just so cool. Adrienne Lenker is one of my favorite songwriters.
She's incredible, and she seems to have this really, really impressive rate of production. She's so prolific.
Yeah, she's done so much in such a short period of time, and it's all absolutely phenomenal.
I found her her guitar work at the Vogue the other week especially
mm-hmm.
impressive.
Yeah.
Hey, she really opened up.
Mm-hmm. Her finger picking skills are unreal. It's ridiculous.
Her picking, and then she would take those really long, really intense solos.
Yeah.
You know? Cool. Yeah, that feeling of creation that you get when you've got, like, a song coming on is it's one that you chase, I think, when you're
mm-hmm.
a songwriter.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Well, this is Rock and Sing by Big Thief.
We searched his body naked. Thank you.
Oh, that was Big Thief. Are we back? Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we were kind of lost in conversation. Well, that song ended. We were talking about Buck Meek. Yeah, we're just appreciating not only his playing, but like his physicality when he plays.
His, I guess, like demeanor, his stage presence. That's it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Buck's stage presence playing with Big Thief is just captivating. He gets so into it. He, I guess, rocks and sings. He's just like swaying around.
And you were in the middle of telling me something about yourself, how, like, when you started playing music, performing live, you were kind of still?
Yeah, when I started playing, I've been playing shows just since September 2018, and I've only recently started to, like, actually move on stage, so you just kind of stand there completely still.
Was that something? Is that something that happened like consciously for you? Were you sort of performing and thinking like, I should really move my body more?
Yeah, I mean, as I get more comfortable performing, it kind of just I guess it just kind of happened naturally where I've started to, you know, like move, be more interesting to watch, and definitely watching a ton of live Big Thief videos has affected that. But
yeah,
I don't know. I never really thought about it in the moment, but then I'd see videos of myself and just be like, oh, so I'm literally just vibing, bro.
You know, it's really good to watch videos of yourself. It can be hard sometimes, but
I don't let anyone like watch videos of me performing with me.
I never
have anyone in the room.
I completely understand that. I mean, it's like athletes do it too, like, you know, basketball players.
They don't know anything about sports.
Well, they watch the games that they play,
yeah,
and then they learn about themselves. And I think performing is the same way. Like, you don't know what you look like or how you're coming across.
Yeah,
you don't get that context. So,
it's nice to like try and like see yourself from an outside perspective as a performer.
Yeah, if you can get over watching yourself and how painful that can be.
The worst is when you like hit a note slightly wrong. You're just like, oh god, and that's immortalized.
That's forever. But that's also the stuff that I love when I watch people perform. I'm not actually after like a perfect performance.
Yeah.
You know, I like a little bit of danger, a little bit of risk.
Yeah, that's why I play guitar solos.
Can I ask you a bit about like your origin story with music? Because I don't know much about like how did it start for you?
I honestly don't really know. I've always been super into music. I come from a really musical family.
Yeah.
And like my mom's a singer, my dad's a drummer, my grandpa's a drummer, a drum maker guy. You know, it's just kind of innate, but I never really like wanted to follow in anyone's footsteps there. It's just kind of like something that's always been surrounding me is music. And when I was like 2 or 3, like as soon as I could articulate it, I was like, I'm gonna be a rock star when I grow up. So I mean, I guess that's going well for me.
It was that early. Hey,
I don't have a huge like memory of being really young, but yeah, for as long as I can remember, I've just been super captivated by being able to create that.
I suspected that you, well, yeah, that you knew from a young age that you wanted to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so far ahead of the curve. When I was, I didn't even get a guitar until I was 16 or 17.
Dang.
Yeah. And I know. So you got a good thing going on, Kylie.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's do another song. What are we doing?
This is "Blow" by Marika Hackman.
Cool. Tell me about this song.
Her new album, "Any Human Friend," which this song is from, it's just really cool. I found it a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, "Dang, this is one of the coolest albums of the year." There's not much else for that. It's just a banger of a song.
All right, it's just a banger. Here we go. This is "Blow" by Marika Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
was Marika Hackman. Excellent tune. Blow from her record, Any Human Friend. Yeah. Jinx. Kylie, let's talk about Tim Clapp.
Let's talk about Tim.
Tell me how you met.
My favorite.
Tim is an
absolute buddy, absolute homie.
He's a huge supporter of
Love
yours.
Him so much.
How did you get hooked up with Tim?
Last year, I went to Record Store Day at Neptune Records, like 2018, April 21st, 2018.
Yeah.
I went there to see Bridal Party and Tim play, and I just remember being absolutely starstruck when I met him. I was like, hey, are you Tim?
He's
like,
Tim?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I just met Tim the Mute.
Yeah.
I was just absolutely, like, enthralled with all of a sudden, like, being like, oh, I'm kind of a part of this community now. And so, yeah, I sent him a cover a little while after that of his song 22 minus the chorus, but
of Tim's song. You covered Tim.
I covered Tim.
I'm sure he was flattered.
Yeah. I still have the message he responded with saved on my phone.
What did he say?
It's so long.
Okay,
it was so sweet. And so I went to his album release for Doing Yourself last year, and I was like, this is literally the coolest thing ever. And we were talking, like, on Instagram a little while after that, and he offered to, like, whenever you're ready, I will help you put on a show.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, bro, this is the coolest thing ever. And yeah, now, so he pushed me into it.
Uh-huh.
He put together my first two shows at the Avant Garden last year.
Great.
And now he's putting out my album.
Tim's
just absolutely the best.
Tim's an important person in our community, and
Tim is so special.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're listening, Tim, but we're
shout out to you, Tim.
Now I'm sure there's another record coming, and I've heard that maybe it might be next year. Will it also be on Kingfisher?
My record?
Yeah, another Kylie V record.
I'm putting out an LP. Hopefully in early 2020, like we're thinking, like early spring. Takes more time than I want it to, but
yeah, it always does.
Yeah, you gotta make it good. But yeah, it's coming out on Kingfisher Blues. I am so stoked. That was my dream.
No, that's a big deal. It's KFB is like kind of a legendary institution.
I have that on my website. I'm like, they have an album coming out in 2020 on legendary Vancouver indie label Kingfisher Blues, because I just feel like
it's completely accurate.
He needs that recognition, you know?
It is a legendary indie rock label.
Yeah.
Where all Tim's money goes to die, as he likes to say.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about, like, the new material? If it's too early to talk about it, that's chill.
I recorded a bunch of demos this weekend, actually, just in my basement.
Nice
thing about this album is it's not going to be recorded in my basement, so it'll actually be, like, properly, professionally done and, like, produced and stuff, which I'm really excited about.
Very cool. Have you settled on a studio or?
I'm working with Riley from the band Dadweed, who did a bunch of Tim's new record, Welcome to the Sad Cafe.
And the new Dadweed stuff's fun too.
New Dadweed's always good.
Yeah.
Dadweed's great.
Yeah. have you got some collaborators lined up?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't know how many I've, like, completely confirmed yet, but I do have a ton of people, like, really, really pushing for it, which I'm really excited about. I didn't think people would just be like, hey, I want to play on your album, like, without me even asking. I'm like, okay, this is amazing. Thank you.
It's a huge compliment.
Yeah,
it really is.
One of the highest compliments you can receive. I'm really excited to be working with Riley. I'm hopefully, they're on tour when I'm planning on recording, so we might be doing that a little later, but I am going to be hopefully working with some of the members of Sleepy Gonzalez.
Sleepy G.
Sleepy G. My boy Sleepy G.
All right. Great.
Yeah. And
that's a really good pairing.
Yeah.
That makes sense in my mind a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
I jammed with them last night. It was dope.
Awesome.
Who else? I have, this is literally the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
Like, for me, as a huge Peach Pit fan, we've definitely discussed it. So as long as it works out, confirmed, I'm going to have Chris come in and play a little bit of guitar.
Do some shredding.
I'm so excited for that. Chris is the reason I started playing electric guitar.
Wow.
So,
really?
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Does Chris know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to know what I like about
you
Chris.
You think I wouldn't tell him? He's so good.
He's so
good.
Shout
out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris, yeah. I love how he's like always playing lead guitar, mm-hmm. but it's like always just the right amount of guitar, which is hard to do, you
it
know?
Is.
That's a delicate balance to walk.
It's a really, like, cool thing to listen to when you listen to Peach Pit songs, and there's kind of just the continuous lead guitar all the way through it, but it's never too much.
I know.
It's always just the right amount. He's phenomenal.
I know. It's,
he's so cool, and he's one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Yeah, he's a gentleman. Yeah. Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chrissy V.
All right, Kylie, what is next on the Hit Parade?
Oh, this is quite fitting, actually. Mosha Boom by Feist.
Yes.
When I jammed with Chris a little while ago, which was one of the coolest moments of my life.
Cool.
And he played me a cover of Mosha Boom by Feist. And it was great, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is Mosha Boom by Feist.
I guess we should send this out to Chris.
Yeah.
That seems appropriate,
dedicated,
right?
Dedicated to Chris.
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Unpacking the bags and setting up, and planting lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay. Watching the
Mushaboom by Feist, another selection from Kylie V, who is in studio with me.
Howdy.
Bringing the
hits. Hello.
That song.
CITR listeners.
That song's nostalgic for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I remember being at the Folk Festival here in Vancouver, like when that record was current, and yeah. I didn't know who.
When was it released?
Oh, Kylie, I don't know. I think it's been a while. Let It Die came out in 2004.
I came out in 2004.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
You were born in 2004?
I was born January 23rd, 2004.
Wow, okay. So
just a little baby.
No kidding. Yeah. I'm like
as old as this record.
You're as old as Let It Die.
Wow.
Which is a really awesome record.
It is.
Yeah, I remember like
one of my favorites,
the first
definitely.
Time I got my heart broken, I just listened to the title track like on repeat. You know?
Yeah, that's a mood.
It was a mood. Yeah, it was not like a good look, but the song got me through.
Yeah, that's what Feist does.
Yeah, good old Feist.
Good old Feist, a hand to hold in times that are rough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, like I said, Kylie V's here. They're playing the music department fundraiser along with Sleepy Gonzalez and Ponytails this Saturday at Redgate. We hope you can come. I don't know what else is going on in town, but you should come to the show. Doors are at 8. Suggested donations $10, but you know, please come. It's not about the money. If you don't have cash, it's cool. You just come to the show. Kylie teased something while we were off mic. There might be a collaboration happening with Kylie and Sleepy G, but
that was on mic too. But yeah, we're gonna be working together on my next record, hopefully.
Oh no, I meant at the show.
Oh, at the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's
should I tell him?
Well, I don't. I mean, I feel like I just ruined a surprise. It wasn't a surprise, was it?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. We're gonna play a song together. It's gonna be sweet. It's gonna be a Big Thief cover. I'm not telling
right.
you which one.
Okay, fair. Yeah, let's keep that a surprise.
We're keeping that a secret, but please come to Redgate, November 9th. Support CITR. See me play a song with other people for like the first time live.
Is that true?
Sweet.
I was actually going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Will this be the first time you've performed non-solo, like for that collaboration?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Historic.
Yeah. They're some of the first people that I've actually like jammed with.
Yeah.
I was very like hermit-like in my songwriting and stuff for the first long while, but yeah, it's been really cool to like start branching out and working with some absolutely fantastic people and fantastic musicians, and I'm really excited to like create stuff.
It takes guts to like reach out and collaborate. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And there's it doesn't always go well, you know.
Yeah,
so good for you.
I haven't had like a bad jam session yet. I've had like 4, but
yeah. Well, they're never like, I mean, it's rare that they're bad, but it's just, it takes a lot of guts to like muster the courage to like go and sit in a room with other people and like present ideas and react to other ideas, because it's like a personal thing, and it's very revealing of yourself and your musicality, and it's, you know, it's kind of an intimate thing.
It's kind of why we do mostly covers.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
My songwriting is pretty like, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to talk about one's own songwriting. I don't know what to say about it.
I don't like often explain like lyrics or anything like that. Like, everyone is mostly welcome to ask if you want, but
sure.
I'm not always going to give an answer, but yeah, it's a pretty personal process. So it's like, I can't think of the word. It's very, not cathartic, but something like that to be able to share that with people and like have them be a part of it as well.
Yeah. When you put things out there, they, they don't belong to you anymore, and they belong to whoever's listening to them.
Yeah.
You know, and they get to decide what they're about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about the next song on your playlist.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce the song for us?
Yeah. Good old Andy Schaaf with his new single, Things I Do. Andy Schaaf is another one of my favorite songwriters ever. Yeah. Very cool dude from like rural Saskatchewan. He has this really like, this isn't a word, but like storytellery way of
he's very narrative.
Lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And like all of his albums seem to kind of be like about a bunch of different characters in the same kind of situations.
Do you remember the first time you heard an Andy Schaaf song?
I was watching like a Records in My Life with Peach Pit. I think that's when I first heard of him. And Neil mentioned Andy Schaaf, and I was like, okay, this sounds cool. And I think I listened to The Party first, like all the way through.
Oh, that's what you started with? Yeah.
I was just obsessed immediately.
Yeah, it's exceptional.
It's such a fantastic album.
Yeah.
And Bearer of Bad News is one of my favorite records that I like physically own.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
I started with that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
They're both masterpieces.
They're both masterpieces. Andy restored my hope in like Canadian songwriters.
Yeah.
You know?
I
don't know where he came from, but he's
too good for us.
We deserve Andy Schaaf.
Okay, yeah, we do deserve Andy Schaaf.
So this is Andy's newest release. It's called Things I Do, and I guess here it is. We're just going to play the song now.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it did in. Everybody calm down, you were so embarrassed. Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter. Why do I do the things I do?
Andy Schaaf. He's back, everybody.
He's back, everybody.
Do you know when that record's coming out?
January 2020. You didn't pause.
It's okay. There we go.
Yeah.
January 2020, new Andy Schaaf.
I think so.
Yeah, cool.
That's what I've heard.
Not soon enough.
It's never soon enough.
Did you dig the Foxworn record?
Oh, yeah. I saw them at Constellation Fest and just started crying. It was so good.
Yeah?
The musicianship. Live? Yeah. They sounded exactly the same. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
One of the best performances of anything I've ever seen.
How was that festival? It looked pretty cool. I didn't make it.
I wasn't planning on going. This is a whole long story that I won't. I'll spare you all the details because it's just this whole thing. Went up there for like a Music BC free brunch thing.
What? A brunch?
Yeah. And yeah, we somehow like got into the festival and yeah.
Oh, you kind of like
it was phenomenal. We just
you kind of weaseled your way in.
I guess
through
so?
a Music BC brunch. Well, you know what? That's cool. Like Music BC does.
I was talking to
cool
a few
stuff.
People I know. They were like, "Hey, we got leftover guest list," and I was like,
"Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, now I have to." Fox Warren, Peach Pit, Sam Lynch is fantastic.
Ah, Sam Lynch.
Yeah,
I know.
One of the coolest things I've been to.
Hey, speaking of Sam Lynch, you've got a show with Sam Lynch coming up.
Yes, yeah? I'm so excited.
Tell us about this.
She's phenomenal. November 29th at the Woods, I put together this show and I'm very proud of myself.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is like the second bill I've put together myself. Booking, I get a lot of people asking me. I don't often go, okay, can I put this together?
Right. It's it's fun putting together
a
bill.
It's very fun.
So who else is on the bill?
Andrew Phelan.
Oh, great.
Yes. Andy. And good old Jody Glenham, like the goddess of Vancouver's music scene.
Yeah.
Jody G.
That's a really good bill.
Yeah, it's I'm super stoked.
November 29th.
November 29th at the Woods.
At the Woods.
7 West 2nd Ave.
Man, I was at the Woods this weekend. It was so much fun.
It's such a nice venue. It makes me miss Static Jupiter a lot less.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a cat there, you know?
There's a cat there.
Well,
unreal.
I mean, well, the cat lives there. And
oh,
I mean,
there's
I,
a cat there?
He was at the party on Saturday. I don't know. That is amazing. I don't know if he's... I think maybe for like bigger shows, they probably...
Yeah,
the cat probably lays low, but...
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. So November 29th.
You just made my day with that.
What, the cat news?
Yeah. I'm a huge cat person. Love cats.
I know you have a dog. Do you have a
huge
cat?
Huge fan of cats. I have two cats. I have two lizards, and I also have a dog.
Oh, you have a whole crew.
Cool, fun. They're separate, like, houses, but yeah.
Right.
Fun Kylie V lore. I have 5 pets.
Wow. What kind of lizards do you have?
I got a leopard gecko and a crested gecko.
Oh, I'm not familiar with the crested gecko.
I'll show you a picture while we're playing the next song.
Speaking of the next song.
Yeah, people listening, Google those geckos. They're cute as heck. Yeah. You shoot me a message on Instagram. I'll send you pictures of my lizards. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Next song is a song that I love.
Oh. And
it's a recent discovery for me.
Recent discovery for me, too.
For you, too? Yeah.
Okay. So, Pale Hound. They opened for Big Thief a couple weeks ago, which is how I like kind of found out about them. I checked them out a couple weeks before, and I was absolutely obsessed with this song. I listened to it like probably 20 times in a row. When I first listened to it, I was just like, okay, I'm putting this on again.
I do that too.
Yeah. Aaron by Pale Hound. That was the first time I'd ever, like, completely and utterly started sobbing at a show.
Oh, wow.
Just, like...
During this song?
During this song. Like, I've done it before. I'm that guy.
Sure.
But seeing Aaron performed live just hit something for me because of, like, the kind of the story behind it. It's just such a beautiful song.
What's the story? I don't know it.
So, Aaron, like, the character is based off of, I guess, Ellen from Pale Hound. She's, like, the singer-songwriter. Her partner, who's trans and just, like, trying to do her best to support them. And, like, writing a song about that is something I haven't really encountered a lot of before, but the way it's like phrased and put together is just so beautiful.
Pale Hound, I've been like reading their lyrics lately.
Yeah.
They're outstanding. They're so good. They're just like so cutting and like just
on
raw.
This record,
and,
killer.
Yeah.
Like the line, "I want to be the one who kills the man that hurt you."
Yeah.
Like, okay, go off, I guess. Thank you.
No, it's really...
it's just such cool songwriting.
It's really intense. And like, really, I mean, like, it gets me, you know?
Yeah. Her voice is so, like, evocative as well.
Like, she's just like whispering it, you know? And it's just, there's so much, like...
There's so much emotion.
So much emotion in her voice.
In Pale Hound songs.
Okay, well, without further ado.
Here is Aaron by Pale Hound off the album Black Friday.
I love that little like guitar error
this
little twang at the end.
Little things like that and endings of songs, just or like in the beginnings or endings when there's just like a little bit of noise or like talking beforehand. Something about that.
Oh, it's
love it.
It's the weird stuff is always the best stuff.
It really is.
The little like tags.
Just the little unexpected things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best stuff. That was Aaron by Pale Hound. It's one of Kylie's current favorites and one of my current favorites. That album's called Black Friday. It's pretty fantastic. Go
unreal.
Have a listen. Go run a bath and listen to Black Friday.
Ooh, Yeah.
I don't know if, yeah, do it.
That sounds great. I'm doing that when I get home.
Do it. You know what? Go, do that before you come to the show at Redgate, yeah. And you'll be in the right mood, I think.
No, you won't. You'll want to go to bed.
Okay,
do
maybe do it after the show. Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it before a show.
Yeah,
you gotta get hyped for this one. It's gonna be a good show.
It's gonna be a good show,
yeah.
And that's definitely a kind of end of day activity. Mm-hmm. Listening to Pale Hound and having a bubble bath.
Ooh, yeah,
so
dang. Sounds great.
We're gonna keep the hits coming. We're gonna keep Kylie's hits coming. We've got a really cool one up next. Tell us about this next tune.
Forever the Affair, Jody Glenham off her Dreamer EP. I've been obsessed with this EP recently. Jody is probably a goddess among people in the Vancouver music scene. Yeah, not fully convinced she's like of this realm.
Human.
Yeah. A little like she's just above us,
Jody,
honestly.
Jody has a mystical character.
Mystical, that's the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Love her. She's so good. She's so talented. Her voice is just gorgeous. She's so nice.
She's fun. Like, she's a fun person.
Yeah.
I enjoy Jody very much.
Yes. Shout out to Jody Glenham.
Yeah, she's made, so far she's made 2 out of 2 Radio Takeover playlists of the week. So we'll see if Sleepy G puts her on too.
Wow.
This song's called Forever the Affair. What about this song do you really like?
If I'm going to be completely honest,
please.
I chose this one specifically because it was the shortest one off the EP and I wanted to fit as much stuff as possible into this hour.
Gotcha.
But it's also just a fantastic, fantastic song. The lyrics, the guitar, her voice. I don't know. I can't speak for specifics because it's all just phenomenal.
Right. Well, I guess we'll let the song do the talking. Here's Forever the Affair by Jody Glenham. Jody Glenham, everybody.
Jody Glenham.
Forever the Affair.
So good.
Jody also on the November 29th bill.
Yes.
Which you just informed me is like a solo showcase kind of vibe.
Yeah, I tried to make it a nice, like, laid back thing. I'm just so excited for everyone's sets. one of the coolest bills I've ever seen.
It's an excellent bill.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Everyone listening, if you like me, Jody Glenham, Sam Lynch, Andrew Phelan, November 29th at the Woods.
At the Woods.
It's going to be nice, laid back, relaxing. You can, like, sit down. There's couches there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are couches there,
are
actually.
Couches, and they're very comfy.
It's such a cool space. I wish I lived there. They live there, those folks.
They live there?
They do.
Dang.
Yeah, the folks.
You just, like, you can just live there?
In the band, wow. In the band Phono Pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shay's great.
Phono Pony's great.
Phono Pony is great.
We got time for maybe two if we're quick. So let's do the next song,
okay.
Kylie. What do we got next?
All right. Let's do Off the Rails by Sam Lynch because we're just putting all the.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Something about like the production of her singles that I've heard. There's so much going on. There's so many different little like parts and components, but it's all so simple and minimalist at the same time.
Sam Lynch is subtle.
Sam Lynch is very subtle,
yeah.
But like in such a masterful way that
you're
never ever bored listening to her music.
No, I find Sam very captivating.
Sam is absolutely captivating.
I interviewed Sam a couple months ago, and I remember right before Sam was like, okay, I just like I get nervous and I don't know. Sorry, Sam. I don't know why I'm revealing this, but she was like, I don't know, like if I know what to talk about. And as soon as we got on mic, she just was just like talking so much and revealing so much of herself, and just like I really, really like Sam.
Sam is a wonderful person,
and
a wonderful
music.
Artist. Let's play her song, Off the Rails.
Doctor says, take those pills, you'll be alright. I know that you will. Nothing wrong with dulling the edges of a two-shirt mind, you'll be just fine. So I choke them down and I lose my head. The sweet decline does often stay. I turn my back, but I heard what they say. They say, sweet, sweet girl, go back to bed. Maybe I'm off the rails. Oh, maybe I'm off the rails. Somewhere between here and Montreal, I lost my grip, I lost sight of it all. I slowed myself from a sprint to a crawl, and now my back is pinned against the wall. He talked me down, told me I was good, loved me still like I knew that he would. And in the shadows where I once stood, I see light and lights and weathered wood. Maybe I'm off the rails. Those pills, you'll be alright. I know that you will. Nothing wrong with dulling the edges of a two-shirt mind. You'll be just fine.
That was Sam Lynch. That was Off the Rails.
Yeah.
we're just about out of time here with Kylie V. Kylie, thank you for bringing this awesome playlist.
Thank you for having me.
It was great.
I had a lot of fun.
You can catch Kylie on Saturday.
You can.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Kylie's opening the show at the Red Gate on Saturday. Then it's Sleepy G, and then it's Ponytails Music Department fundraiser for CITR. We hope you can make it. And if you can't, then you have another opportunity to catch Kylie the 29th at the Woods.
Yes.
Which is also going to be great. I will be at both of those shows, so I will see you all there.
Thank you, Jasper.
No problem. Up next, we have Teachable Moments with everybody's favorite, Dora Duber.